This is Caitlin.
This is Will.
This is Dave.
This is Joanna.
Yanni here.
This is Duncan.
And we are iPodcast Magic Missile.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Okay, let's start by highlighting.
We can actually start with highlighting today.
I'll go with green.
Who knows you best?
Who knows me best?
Actually, who knows man best?
Who knows man best? That's even more difficult.
I've got one.
Silver, Grace, and Susan.
Well, sounds like you've got a choice.
Susan, you've never known anyone. You pick what
you're
I do.
In the world.
But look at my stats. Tell me what you want to see man do.
I want to look at your stats. Susan's not looking. I can see them.
Tell me what you want me to do.
I won't know what
Susan
I want
can't,
you
to... totally can't see a man's character sheet. Or can she?
She got the overhead.
She just asked Norman.
Oh, that's right. We have GLaDOS voice.
Remember, I'm bedridden.
Yeah.
So I might not be doing many hard things. Though if you highlight hard, you're going to see it.
I can do a hard thing, baby girl.
Real plus hard.
You know, no, I do want to see you doing hard things.
You okay?
Caitlin, will it
be on your head?
What would you like to see man do?
I think I'd like to see man be, you know what? You should be weird.
Weird?
You should be a weirdo. You're going to be lying in bed.
All right. So how?
All by yourself.
Okay.
That was my second choice.
So yeah, Grace knows man the best, so man's going to have to highlight one of Grace's stats.
No, Will is.
That's true. Will
is going to have to. You're right. Will's going to have to highlight one of Grace's stats.
Cool.
Damn, you took mine.
Haha, take that.
Then you're also going to be sharp.
Ooh, cool and sharp. The best possible combination of me.
Okay, lively.
It looks like I know man the best.
Everyone knows man the best. Remember that time it was Grace? It was a Grace Festival.
Yeah,
I highlighted like four people. Yeah. Except for Susan.
Everybody went to
do. How many friends?
How many what?
How many advances do you have?
I have had, I've had three, and I'm 3.3.
Okay, 3.3.
Mm-hmm.
Then 3. I think I want you to be sharp.
Mm. Yummy.
And you know what? I'm going to ask you to be cool, too.
Fine.
Keeping they cools.
That's fine. And so I mark XP when I read a stitch or read a person.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Man, as usual.
Damn.
I think you're going to get to make a decision, or Will's going to get to make a decision for Susan, just like I got to decide for. I rolled a 7 already, and I was even rolling.
Nice. I think you should be hard.
And the esteemed Mr. Silver.
I actually see your maelstrom now, so I don't need to mark weird. Be cool.
Be cool.
Can do. I think.
Actually, you know what? Screw that. We're all cool. Be sharp.
And you're also going to be hot.
So you obviously marked weird because you've been practicing your Norma voice, right? Because that goes awful weird.
Oh, man.
Susan.
Just bear with me.
No, it's
sensors fine. Indicate that.
That Caitlin is impossible, mimicking another person's voice.
That's good enough.
Oh. If you follow these instructions, there will be pie.
There will be tuna pie.
Tuna. Yeah. A can of tuna will await you. All right. Lively.
Yes.
Describe where you are right now. I think you're somewhere probably downtown.
So I'm sauntering into the general direction of Lamprey's house, into the shrinky part of town.
It's a part of town that, you know, there, like we said before, there's lots of neon. It's seedy but affluent at the same time. It's the kind of place where, you know, you'd expect to pick. You could see some, like, really classy, fancy strippers if you wanted to, right?
That's right.
So,
like boutique strippers.
Boutique strippers. You know, the kind in windows, wearing luxury clothes. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's bright light everywhere. Even in the day, it's garish and intense to look at. It is cloudy. It's thundering a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamprey has this... he has a very nice, big compound. And standing outside the very outside of the door, you see Sun. And Sun is a lovely, pretty enforcer. She's about 5'4". She has a very large gun, which does not fit a description of your... does not fit a major gun type. It looks kind of like if you tried to take a shotgun and then like stick like one of those little like a feed of ammunition to it, but it's clearly been kind of hacked together. It looks like it can hurt you.
Yeah, I believe it.
There's a lot of belts of ammo on this one. She is guarding so think concrete above the concrete, fancy marble, but it's marble over concrete. Right, there's it's a big heavy door. That's looks right. Like it might even be mechanized door to
pretty
the outside.
Pretty woman covered in shotgun shells, concrete marble.
What do you do?
Well, does she notice me as I approach?
Oh, she does.
She does.
She gives you the stink eye right in your
face. Oh, the stink eye right into my face.
But it's a pretty stink eye. She's like,
always.
I know what you're up to,
and they're
tiny little man.
Pretty faces. I'm going to read her as person.
You need to engage her before you can read her.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, I stop, and I smile at her. Hello there.
Hello. How may I help you today?
Oh, lovely. If you could give me directions, I'm looking for a man named Lamprey, and I think he lives in this general neighborhood. Do you know a man named Lamprey?
Well, it's really silly that you say that, because I happen to be guarding his compound right here. And I think that probably you know that. Do you want to go scooting along? Because someone who approaches me like that probably doesn't have some kind of special appointment.
Oh, well, that may or may not be true. Maybe Lamprey doesn't know how much he needs to see me. And, yeah.
Read.
Oh, all right. So I also took the talent where I can read a person using weird. So that takes a 6 up to a 9.
Beautiful.
And do I mark XP for that, even though I used weird instead of sharp?
No, you do not.
You do not.
I do not.
Yeah, it's whatever stat you roll.
Okay.
So, you can hold or you can ask.
How can I get you to let me in, Sunny? Not call you Sunny.
Well, that's evident on her face.
That's evident.
You can... I'm going to give you 2 options.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to convince her that you are an agent of, like a direct agent of Omi Wise,
mm-hmm.
or of another big player in the town, like being even though locale.
Mm-hmm.
Easier if you can touch her without getting shot. There's always that.
Yeah, there is always that. It's true.
It's thundering again, by the way.
Mm. Well, for one, I will sidle up under into the sort of the door jamb, which I imagine would be rather near her. Does she?
You're
does
getting
she
a
stop
little
me?
Close.
I know. I'm sorry. I just really don't want to be acid rained on. It looks like it's going to rain. Would you be terribly upset if I stayed here for just a little while? And he reaches out and tries to touch. Does she have any bear skin?
She swats her hand away.
Hmm. But
she's not in a I know your brain away in a ew kind of way. Why don't you go wait under their little canopy over there? And she points across the street to
mm-hmm.
one of those fancy aforementioned
classy stripper places.
The ladies in the window mm-hmm. selling designer goods as well. It's a fast industry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would rather
be physically close to me in a way that makes me physically uncomfortable while I'm holding a large gun.
A little.
And you don't know, maybe I get excited. I am pretty.
You are. You're so lovely.
And you know that. And you know that I'm out of your league, so don't try to flatter your way in here.
Well, can't I appreciate beauty when I see it?
No. Do you want me to shoot you? Because I think I'm within my rights to shoot you.
I would not like that. I would like it if you would let Lamprey know that I'm here with a message from Omnilas.
What message?
That is not for me to say to you. That is for me to say to Lamprey, and I was trying to be tactful so that you wouldn't know you were being left out. But, if I must, I have a message for him from Omiwise. I have news that he would be particularly interested in.
He's not supposed to be disturbed right now.
Oh, I think he'd like to be disturbed for this information.
I don't think you want to disturb him.
Well, that is a 9 for...
Do you manipulate with weird?
I manipulate people with weird. Yes.
So actually, that's a 12.
But not dolphins.
I would go with that.
I would go with that, too. So yeah, I'll manipulate her...
You're all up in her brain.
I'm all up in everybody's brain. Yeah, so... I think you should do it, because...
You need to promise her something first.
I do need to promise her something first. Well, I can promise that I will not let Omiwise know that I was held up at the door by... some very pretty girl with a gun who thought that she was powerful just because she stood out in the rain with a gun.
I think you say that in a way...
in a way that is that somehow so weird it turns her on.
No. I think you say it in a way... I think something about what you are comes through in the way you say it.
Hmm.
And someone who thinks she's powerful... And she can just feel that you are someone who she should not be fucking with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, well, thank you for making that work. So yes, I promise that they won't have to know about this little altercation if you just go ahead and open up the door. Thank you.
She sighs and she hits a button, and it's an intercom, and she says, "One coming up." And... there's a buzz, and that heavy door slowly opens up behind her. I would get in quickly.
Yeah.
So. Grace.
So I'm fleeing in panic from the room where the drilling is happening.
Can I hear
as
the
you
drilling
enter,
as soon as the
you,
door opens?
You hear screaming and some sort of grinding noise.
Well, I think he's entering on the first floor, and I'm... upstairs. So maybe it's when he gets to the top of the elevator and steps out, there's screaming and grinding and the girl from Ipanema is
somehow
buzz.
I visualize you of having been running for a while.
Just
well, I think I've been lost in the I don't know my way around the compound. It's large.
It's true. And you've been in a dungeon.
And I'm still naked and trailing a parachute cable.
Yes.
So there's that. And I turn a corner.
And just very, very peacefully, I think the elevator door opens and you've been bored.
Grace!
What the?
Lois.
And I turn around and while the elevator doors are closing and I look outside and I realize that I cannot bring my body to run away from Lively. I think that uses up your hold on me.
I think it does. And you just stand there.
And I turn there.
Oh, Grace.
I just squat down on my
haunches. Grace. Oh, and I go and I put a little hand
I don't
on
stop
her
you.
Shoulder.
Roll weird. And,
ooh, that's a 6.
You feel a sharp jet of pain go up from your ring finger to your armpit.
Ugh. Ah!
I don't care.
And, You're going to have to act under fire. The fire is that you reach to tear off that ring.
Mm. Which would be under the glove.
Which isn't even there, because she's given it, he's given it to Omiwaz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And so,
Phantom ring.
Yep.
So that's 9. So I do it.
But you know what you do?
What do I do?
You capped yourself at the last moment, remembering that you don't have the ring on there, but not long enough for her to see that you're doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you even here? What do you want?
I'm here for... Grace. I'm here for you, Grace. I came for you.
You're here for me?
Yes. I was told that you were sent to Omiwise, and I went to Omiwise's looking for you. And you weren't there, and so I came here to find you.
It's been so horrible. Leopard took off.
Leopard took off. Elevator music.
Okay. I can't do the scene if you're doing that. I'm sorry. We're going to have to X-card that.
X-card the girl from Eupenia. Oh.
Sorry. I was trying to give some atmosphere.
He locked me up and he took all of my things.
Okay. All right.
And he's got my clothes.
Okay.
And my instrument. And he took my father's ring. It's the only thing I have left of his. Oh my god.
Grace, I can tell you one thing. I actually, just this evening, found your father's ring. He actually did not take it. I gave it to Omiwise for safekeeping.
And
he keeps things safe.
You're fire is you're a fucking liar.
Oh, shit!
No, your pants are on fire.
I'm literally on fire. That is... that's a 10.
I think
you
sound
your
so
out just in
compassionate
time.
That I think you buy it.
I promise, Grace. I saved it for you, and now I've come to save you.
Lovely. And I grab his jacket, and I look into his eyes, and I'm going to read him, because
yep.
It's just marked cool. We can do this thing. Or shall I?
Mm-hmm.
That is a 10. Would you like to interfere at all?
Yeah. From a metagaming perspective, Lively would rather not, you know. No, that's... Remember.
Oh, no, Grace is plus 2.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at Susan.
No, that's a 7.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
So you open yourself up to fire, but you do succeed in turning that into
that's
8.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And I'm just going to roll... I'm gonna
How
roll
are you
this.
Interfering?
By being disgusting? And she's distracted by how happy I am that she's smiling at me, and I look way too excited about her touching my shirt.
Oh boy, she's
naked.
And I say, "You can help me. You can help me get my things back."
Yes,
you can help me.
I will help you.
Can I? I'm just going to do
always.
That as a seducer manipulate.
Always
9. So you have to act under fire to not do it.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't
no,
figure.
No.
So you're going to help Grace get her ring back?
Yes,
no,
absolutely.
My clothes. I need my clothes. I need my instrument. I need my stuff. I can't go back to Silver's like this.
Okay.
I'm naked.
We will buy
ding,
you some
ding,
clothes.
Ding, 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 ding.
I hit the button again to close it and like go back up.
No!
No!
I think it's a door close button. That's all.
It's
a door close button. Okay.
We have to emergency stop.
Yeah.
Emergency
that wouldn't
stop.
Just. That
oh my
wouldn't,
god.
Yeah.
No.
He's done something horrible to Damson.
Oh, well. Okay, well, let's not go back up right now.
No, no. I need my. I can't go anywhere like this.
Okay. I promise you, I will go and bring you some clothes.
You're acting under fire not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right? Not
like
to
right,
do
now.
It
to
right
now.
Right now.
That's 9. So it's another.
Your reaction, I think, my suggestion for the consequence of that is that your instinct is to take off your clothing and give it to Grace.
Yes! Oh god, I want to do that. Oh, let's get naked in an elevator, Grace. Oh, well, dear thing, I have a jacket and, I know you might find this distasteful, but it's better than nothing. It doesn't do justice to your glorious form.
You need to act under fire.
Wow. Very
Sorry.
Uncomfortable.
But the jacket's on
you've
fire.
You've just been almost raped. And he's taking some clothes off.
Six.
Okay. You
but
scream, and the compound hears you.
All right, well...
And
can I just grab her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... Grabbing. That is a...
No, it's brain.
Good God, I have
all
this. All
up in my head.
You will never scream again for the rest of your life.
You'll never scream again, ever.
Like
oh, so
sound.
That's 15.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I want you to be completely calm whenever I'm in physical contact with you.
Okay.
So I grab hold of you, and I put that in your brain, that you're just completely calm.
And what do you
and
do, Grace?
I take the line that I have, the parachute line, and I wrap it around your neck, and I say,
"Seized by force."
Is it seized by force, or is it a? Is
no,
it
that's.
A go out? I want to go out.
Aggro,
I want to go out. It is.
You're not trying to restrain. You're all trying right. to strangle, aren't you?
See, Lively's helped calm me down.
It's true.
I know ice cold. I go aggro with cool.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's
true.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're going for strangulation. That is a go aggro.
Yeah. Take me up. We're going to get my things, Lively.
No!
Snake eyes.
Well, you can choose to comply, and we'll just see that as you didn't cause harm.
Okay.
You just got your point across.
Okay.
Completely calm. But.
You're terrifying.
You can lose one hold on me if you want, or well, you can lose one hold if you like for doing me a solid, getting me upstairs.
Doing you a solid. Oh, for that.
Get my things. Yeah, that's a gift. You're doing me a favor.
I'm doing you a favor.
You can spend one
hold. I'm escorting you upstairs.
It's everything you ever wanted.
Calm the fuck down.
Oh no, I'm calm.
I'm so
you
calm.
You helped me, Lively.
Right now.
You took my fear away.
That's right. Oh, Lively, you fool.
You should be doing my job.
So we're going up. So, do you release my neck, or do you just have me on a leash?
I think for the first time in a very, very long time, I'm enjoying being in control of a situation.
The door opens, and you can hear that screaming, grinding noise again.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Damson.
So, if you go straight forward, there are a couple doors all around.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the one on the right leads to the gallery. There's one on the left. It leads to his bed quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Which way would you like to go? Would you like to try to get your clothes? Would you like to try
I
to
want
get
my
his
things.
Clothes?
I don't need Damson's things. I don't need Lamprey's
things.
I'd really rather not see Lamprey right now.
Well, my point is that Lamprey... So, the gallery, there are a set of three rooms, right?
We're going to have to search the place.
Right. So, one of those rooms is the place you were being held. One of those things is Lamprey's quarters, which is where he took you back.
Mm-hmm.
So, your clothes, you took off in Lamprey's quarters.
No, he took away all of my things. I only had the shift. I want my things.
Oh, you want your... Okay, you don't want the
I need my guitar, I need my clothes, I need my trunk.
So you're
going
to have to find those.
I'm going to have to find those.
Okay.
I released it. All right.
God. Okay, well, we're here. Somebody's being tortured to death. What do you want to do?
Well, then we should move quickly.
Well, yes.
I think you're here somewhere.
Need to walk quietly. You are once again acting under fire.
That's
true. On 10 plus, you do it. 7-9. I think he hears the creak.
A 9.
I get a 10.
You are cool as a cucumber. You sneak right past. And you get to... You get to a door at the end of the hallway. So you go toward... It's past the gallery. Okay? You are falling behind, but as he passes through the door, you bang on something, I think.
And Lively's no longer got my arm, right?
No. Right.
So I'm actually startled. I actually start, like, the panic is coming right back in.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it visibly. Like, she's starting... Grace is starting to shake. What did you do to me back there?
Shh. Nothing. I just can calm you down. Shh. Oh. And he, like, pets your hair.
Okay.
Like
I have to find my things. Can I read a sitch?
Mm-hmm.
That is a 9. What should I be on the lookout for?
You would be on the should be on the lookout for anything that'll anything that'll trigger the alarm going off.
Hmm.
So there's going to be if you go into certain areas, they're going to be alarmed. They're going to have like a code or something. Even though you may not initially know what you're doing, you're going to need to activate that somehow.
Everything here is alarmed and locked. You're grabbing what you're petting me now?
Yes.
Everything here is alarmed and locked.
Mm.
We're going to have to find someone who knows the codes.
And who knows the codes?
The
guard? The guard?
I assume so.
Downstairs?
No, not Sun. We should find someone here before Lamprey finds us.
No, not Damson.
No, I don't
Have you seen anybody else?
Were there other guards around? Was there anyone else around?
You haven't seen anyone. That doesn't mean there's not anyone there.
Well, let's go to the gallery first. Maybe my things are there.
Maybe. All right. So, I follow you, because I have no idea.
I know where I'm going.
Where the gallery is.
Hold my hand.
Yes, all right.
The gallery, by the way, is lovely. There is a particularly compelling piece of a woman having sex with a scorpion.
Basically,
right up your alley.
Scorpion.
Yes, I did not find it as interesting.
It's amazing.
It certainly is a piece
Omiwise
of work.
You know if Omiwise can give me one of these? I'm sorry. Anyway,
I need to have some words with Omiwise when we're done here.
We both have words with Omiwise. Anyways.
You don't see anyone in there right now, but you see someone's bag. It looks like someone left something.
Mm.
Not my bag, but I'll take a look. What is it?
Okay, you want to open it up?
I'll open it up.
Okay. It's got a flashlight in it. It's got a taser in it. Yeah.
I'll take the taser.
Okay.
I let her take the taser.
It's got just, like, some, like, an empty little, what do you call those things that people hang, like, their ID badges in? But it's empty.
Lanyard.
It doesn't have anything in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's broken.
Right.
But there's also a little strip of something, and you recognize it as a digital key.
Take it.
All right.
Time to search whatever passes for storage around here.
Mm-hmm. I'll take flashlight, because
you do that.
Why not? The better to see you with, Grace. Move along. Keep walking.
I separate from Lamprey again. Not Lamprey, Lively again.
Lively?
I separate from Lively again. And as soon as you stop touching her, she's shaking visibly. I go up to the first door and I run the card. Really?
Someone there.
Is somebody on the other side of the door? Or who's saying this?
It sounds like it's coming from around the hall. So, opposite side of the gallery.
Take care of him. Whoever this is. Is it man or woman?
Man.
Take care of him.
Alright. Yes, I can do that. Alright, just... Okay.
And I grab the taser, and I sort of stand with my back to the wall waiting.
Just sidle in there. Alright, well, I'll go to where the guard's coming.
Okay. Do you want to position yourself somewhere in the gallery? Want to hide behind something? Or
no.
Or just going to face him straight on?
I'm going to position myself to be looking at the scorpion statue with my back to him. Just admiring it.
Can I help you?
Hmm? Oh, yes. This art is amazing. Where, Do you know where you got it? You do work for Lamprey, right?
We're not supposed to be having any visitors right now.
Ah, well, you know how memos happen. I am supposed to be here.
Memos?
Memos, yes. I mean, how does Lamprey communicate with you?
With words. Communicated directly, usually, or via the intercom.
Oh, with the intercom. Maybe he's broken. He seems to be torturing somebody to death right now. He might be a bit busy, and I'm waiting for him. Since I don't want to interrupt his torturing, I have a message, and I was just admiring this art. He must have not told you. I'm sorry.
So you're the person that Sun buzzed up?
Yes, I am.
So this is Preen. He's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Got wavy black hair. He looks like he's maybe Greek.
I'm Greek.
He also looks deceptively stupid, but you can immediately tell from the moment you're talking to him that he's not.
That he's not completely dumb.
No, he's just, unfortunately, has like, it's just the way his features are set or something right about him.
Okay, well, I want to read him.
Okay.
Since I'm talking to him. So that is still an 8. Because roll with weird. What's up? I want to know.
Grace, you continuing to swipe doors?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm. How can I get him to come within arm's reach of me without shooting me in the face?
Are you still holding the bag?
I am still holding the bag. Sure.
Is this yours?
Alright. Yeah, that's a good point. Alright. Yeah, so let's do that. Oh, by the way, I found this just lying around. It's full of flashlights and magazines, and I don't know.
Don't touch that. Put that down.
I just was coming here. Here,
No, give it to me.
Okay, well, come
on. And he reaches out to take it from you.
Touch it with the glove.
Roll. And as you're rolling, it slips through the right one, and there's a... And you're going to have to rush in through that door.
Okay. What's in there?
There's a series of boxes. Lots and lots of boxes. It's not that big. It looks like a storage room, but you don't know where your stuff is in it.
I need to find my things, and I just start tearing things open. Probably, like, bloodying my hands on it.
You're not finding it. Can I suggest opening your brain?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. While he's doing that, I got a 13.
Nice.
And
five. Fire in every way tonight.
That's because he rolls everything with weird. So the guard is very, very sleepy and needs to find the darkest corner in the gallery to curl up and go very deeply to sleep. For a long, long time.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
This is so rude.
You look a little drowsy.
I gotta get some sleep. I haven't slept in, like, 2 old days.
Lamprey's a harsh master, isn't he?
Well, usually I'm fine. I work long shifts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should get you. And he just actually, like, falls asleep right there. Because he does not have enough time to get there.
All right, well.
Boom.
Boom. Well, I'm going to take his gun.
Sounds like an idea.
Yeah. Can I... Is that a seize by force, or what is that? Is that...
Well, you should check to see if there's something on him first. So I would just rummage.
Yeah, just generally rummage his pockets and see if there's
baton.
Any candy. Oh, baton?
But she has his taser, and that's
nice.
True.
I will take his baton and any pocket change and hard candies he might have.
Find 2 hard candies and a rare candy.
And a rare candy.
Nice.
I will give Grace the rare candy.
No, I need the rare candy. I'm poisoned.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not what rare candy does.
Great.
If can I evolve, it gets rid of all status.
Can I suggest a thing, perhaps?
Yeah.
That when the door closes automatically, it catches the cable, and so I'm pinned, and the door's closed, and now I'm trapped in a room, tied to the floor again.
Nope.
That's even better than I had in mind. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then I scream as it all comes back.
Yeah. She...
Right.
You hear her
scream.
And as you scream,
I have no idea where she is.
Everything in that room, and you're already in your maelstrom, just like, think of the most garish, ugly, like, stage clothes you've ever seen. just piles and piles of just like. And your stuff is in there, and you have no idea where it is.
And I'm just tearing through it. I'm just wailing and sobbing and.
It looks like you guys are in a bit of a pickle, especially because it sounds like someone might have heard you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Silver.
Yes.
Racked with guilt.
Yes. Absolutely. My favorite practically son. I walk down to the infirmary and have I heard about this fight?
I think, yeah. It would be hard not to.
In fact, the corpse of Exit is lying flat on that other cot. It's got a sheet drake over it.
He's selling really well.
I think maybe I heard about Exit this morning, and after I got finished clenching my scarred fists and staring into the mirror in my room, I decided it was time to go see what can be done about the body and maybe talk to Man, find out if he's okay. So, yeah, I go down to the infirmary, looking at Exit's corpse.
How are you feeling this morning?
Well, you know, not too bad. Got a drink of water here. They found a straw, which is pretty cool. Like straws. And I'm horribly poisoned. Still racked with pain. Haven't slept yet. Just kind of flitting in and out.
He hasn't been putting you under? Oh, I suppose it would take
been
a
putting him under.
He keeps putting these stabs in me, and he keeps
They're
just stabbing
narcotics.
Me.
I guess if you hit him enough,
I have
with
never
enough
met a grown man this afraid of needles.
Look, man, he's gonna stab me with those things. I don't want to get stabbed.
I am gonna stab you with those things. It's the only way for you not to be in pain anymore.
I may be slow, but I'm not stupid.
It's sheen. We need to put this in. It's going to bind to the sheen molecules. It's going to flush it out of your system. You'll pee it out over the next couple weeks. It's going to take a while. It's going to be painful. But it's going to be less painful if we do it now instead of later when it's more incorporated in your tissue and all that nasty. It'll be more needles later.
I go to grab him.
That is Seize by Force.
I'm going to help you. Successfully? With a 12?
I don't think that...
I think he's forcing it all the way down to a 12.
Yeah. Well, pick three.
Oh, I am going to take definite hold. I am going to suffer a little harm. And I am going to impress, dismay, and frighten my enemy. I don't do wars anymore.
I think you pissed off that doctor. The angel's not happy. This thing. Shut up, that's not how I talk. Mr. Silver, help me.
He's trying to stab me.
Is your hand still around the man's neck, son? I'm going to walk over and start slowly but surely prying the fingers from the neck. Man, I need you to let go of the doctor. If you don't let go of the doctor, you're not going to be able to fight anymore. Why? Because you'll be dead. I'm manipulating you pretty hard.
I don't want to be dead or not fight anymore. I want to do both of those.
Then let go of the man.
Sorry,
the other man.
Is he still going to stab me?
No!
Oh, God!
A take a turn.
It's only S harm.
What did you hit him with?
A chill stab.
No.
I don't know. I don't think he got me.
I think you might need a couple more.
No, it's fine.
He might need 9 or 10 more. He may need to be put down.
No, I'm not a bad dog. But only bad dogs get put down. I only...
Did you see what he did to this man's body?
Yeah, I was just looking at it.
Pulls the sheet off and... It's... That neck is not in an actual position at all.
He's just selling well. He's a good actor.
This is a dangerous person to have around. I'm serious.
I know, but... I understand. He's... It's tough, because... He is dear to me, but,
man. I know, but this isn't like some of the other accidents.
Bad dogs. Do you know anyone who might be able to provide him with psychological help? I don't think he understands the implications of his actions.
Well, that's the danger. It's not like the other things that have happened around here. It's not like the other things. People saw this happen. They saw what he did to Exit. It means I have to write up a report to the locales. I need to file paperwork. They're going to ask.
Hey,
I would say.
Hey, I did all the hard work.
Really need to file a report with the locales.
They've already asked me for one. I'm not going to say, oh, this guy was the victim of a poorly fixed game. I'm just saying. They already are on me to record this shit. You know, it's a huge OSHA violation. It's just not something we can do. You're gonna have to do something with this guy.
No,
I don't
you
know
don't have
help.
To do nothing with me. I'm fine. I'll just keep wrestling.
I have someone in mind. If... Man, we are going to have to restrain you for the time being.
What?
Ooh. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome. He just attacked me.
Alright.
I want Sue.
What? Sue.
So, not about it.
Yes, I'm sure that would work out very well. Go ahead and do file your report. I think I'm going to have a sit down with the locales. Perhaps later tonight, or as soon as I can get them to come join me for dinner.
Okay. But I don't feel like I'm in a safe work environment, honestly.
Please, move your work environment. I would appreciate it and consider it a personal favor. If you would do so.
Introduce and manipulate.
Man's very heavy, so it'd be easier to move the rest of the things. And that is a 12.
Okay. So he's gonna do it, but you need to promise something, which is that it'll.
But by keeping man here. Mm-hmm. I want to protect you. You are more technically useful to me. He is... I have an unfortunate affection for the boy. The man. As you will.
I understand, sir.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some arrangements to make for the greasing of palms, I suppose. I'm going to head upstairs to the bar.
The body needs to come with me. If you can get someone to...
Oh, right, for the report. Fair enough. Yes, why don't you just get one of the wrestlers, or if you see Susan, try and snag her.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to head upstairs to speak with the bartender.
Oh, right. Now, the bartender is Tan.
That's his name?
Mm-hmm. But he's not Tan. That's just his name.
He's pasty.
He's kind of pasty.
Tan. I want to
Silver.
I am looking to entertain some high-quality guests.
Perhaps. Are you going to entertain them by putting poison in their drinks and implicating me, possibly, in attempted murder?
No.
I say this because guess who started throwing up blood this morning as just, like, a random wild coincidence from last night and the other guy?
Who?
Litz. Yeah. He ordered a drink, and he just started suddenly showing symptoms of sheen poisoning, which is ridiculous because it's one of those few things that, you know, well, it's designed to bond with alcohol if you ask the doc. It's almost like, I don't know, you did something really fucking stupid and put my ass on the line.
Look, it's all going to be all right.
Can you warn me in advance before I poison our patrons?
Probably not, however.
Oh.
I'll definitely not do it in the future. I don't want to do anything that's going to damage your reputation, and
I would read a sitch. Or read a person, sorry.
Yes. It seems apropos. An 8. So, what do we need to know about Tan? What do you intend to do, Tan?
I think Tan intends to talk to the police.
I know what you're thinking, Tan. You're probably thinking that we need to get the localities involved in this. But I want you to know that I am a step ahead of you. I am going to get the locales involved in this.
So that they think you couldn't have done it, because why do you be interested in an investigation? Very clever, Mr. Silver.
Well, you know, they've been shaking us down, and they're effectively just a criminal racket running around, abusing people.
That blonde
legitimate
bitch.
Businessmen.
The blonde bitch is always ordering an old-fashioned, like she's, you know, sophisticated or something. And then I have to it takes forever. I'm sorry. You know how hard it is to actually get fresh?
I do, but I have faith in your ability to do so. And I want you to keep a lookout for me for any Lux food.
You know,
I
am your eyes and ears for resources.
To entertain these locales. Because I need them to consume the lotus of my establishment and become
you want them
under
to
my sway.
Grace?
Unfortunately,
I thought she was
Grace
in her
lamp right
now.
Yes, not that lotus. More of a lotus eater's sort of metaphor. You're classically red, correct?
Yeah.
I thought so. Bartending 101. Anyway.
Sorry, I was thinking more. My brain was somewhere else.
No, we'll get that lotus back eventually, I'm sure. Hopefully, undamaged. And anyways, if you could keep an eye out for me for any Lux foods, I'm gonna need some in just a day. For all these locales we're going to be entertaining. And those were my fingers in that pie you just saw there, with a 9. On a 7 through 9, well, my people make an effort, and everyone
right.
wants to please you, and close is close, right? So, I might
yeah.
get some Lux food, or maybe just some food. I don't know.
I'll do what I can.
I know you will. I'm confident in your abilities.
Thank you. That means a lot to me, even if you have been poisoning people randomly.
It's... Yeah, it happens. Speaking of which, I need to know something about someone very important to me. I've gotten the feeling that perhaps Mr. Francis But the locales need something.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just wondering what you might know about him. From his coming in habits and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone eats, right? Even Agent Francis. Or maybe not. That's six.
Francis doesn't eat.
Well, I actually will give you information on the failure. It's information because it's information that Francis doesn't eat, right? Because
he doesn't.
Because he lost a tongue somehow. Remember?
And he doesn't eat because he has no tongue.
He doesn't order regular food. It's really hard for him to.
Does he have like green smoothies and stuff?
Well, it's not that. It's more like he doesn't get pleasure out of eating most things. So it's. When he eats food, you know, he might eat, like, you know, hardtack or something, but it doesn't.
Protein pills.
Yeah. There's. He's not a gourmet kind of stuff. You know, he doesn't eat. He just consumes for sustenance.
Fair enough. And, well, thank you very much, Tan, for all your assistance. A pleasure, as always. And I'm off to find some locales.
Alright.
And I grab my steel umbrella. Head out the door with a jingle in my step and a spring in my tune.
Susan, where are you right now? Have you gone home?
I remember correctly.
Or I remember where we left off. But
we left off. I was actually still watching a man.
Right.
Are
you still in the gold mine, though?
I might actually have been in there for
that whole
conversation. Just yeah, I was hoping someone would read a sitch, and I could be like, "All right, well, what's my enemy's true position? Is not an option you have."
Yeah. No, that would have been beautiful. Let's make it so.
So what is the doc doing, like, after he leaves?
The doc is picking his stuff up, and he's actually probably going to go look for you.
So yeah, I'll wait till his back is turned and try and, like, move to the door so I can come in noisily.
Okay. After the fire is, you freak him out. And medical equipment goes flying everywhere, and that's bad.
No, that's good. That's an 11.
Okay. Well, you successfully do it.
So, Doc, when are you going to fix my friend up?
Susan, how's that cetacean brain of yours?
Cetating just fine. You have not answered my question, though.
I hardly can talk about this guy. He's pissing me off so much. He tried to throttle me. Look.
Well, he's poisoned.
Look.
Understood.
That doesn't justify you poisoning someone. That's the circle of violence, man.
But he was already poisoned. People who are poisoned do not always act in their own best interests.
Well,
I suggest also that fixing him up as soon as possible would be in your best interests because it is the thing I desire.
Well, it is part of my job description.
Well, then if you don't do it, you are a terrible doctor.
I'm
trying to manipulate him here.
Roll.
For a second, I thought you were going aggro.
Oh! Thought you were going aggro too.
No.
Well, you don't manipulate me very well.
That's,
Do you want to assist, though?
Yeah.
By doing that? Okay.
Never kill a doctor. Only strangle.
That's not assisting.
Well,
roll, and then tell me how you do it. Okay. That's plus HS, right?
His neck was so soft.
What is your H?
It's an 11.
Okay, good.
So squishy.
Okay,
only scares
all the way up to 7.
Never kill.
It's true.
Do something actual.
Oh god, if I'm gonna be in this bed much longer, I'm gonna need so much more assistance.
from you.
I think you succeed in
doctor. For months, maybe. Are you sure you gave me a chill stab?
If you will fix him up, I will help you however I can. But you need to fix him up now.
Well, I can't fix him up now. There's chemical... It's a special poison, right? It gets into your bloodstream, it incorporates itself into your tissue. If you wait too long, you guys waited a while. It means there's more poison in the tissue. It's going to take longer for it to be flushed out.
Can you do anything to get him back on his feet right now?
I could strap him to a board and then shove him up vertically and then...
What about, like, an adrenal stab or something?
He'll still be poisoned.
But you've administered a cure already, correct? Or no?
It needs to be repeatedly administered over time.
Well, if you give him something to get him on his feet and give him a supply of the cure...
He's not going to be able to walk on his feet. I can shorten the time. I mean, I already promised you I'm going to dedicate time to him. It's...
Well, I'm not a veterinarian, but it feels like you should be able to do more.
Susan. Read a person.
Nope.
Oh!
I have no idea. That's a big old five.
There is no way to accelerate it that you can see past what he's saying of his... When you told him to work on it, he's going to be devoting his full time.
Okay.
But as far as you can tell, he's honest that there's nothing more he could be doing for him.
It is a shame.
Yeah. So he's going to be out on his feet. He's going to be off of his feet for at least another day, and then maybe we can talk about getting him up and about, but he's going to require heavy assistance. I mean, it's going to be, you know, if you can score piggyback rides or something, you know, because it could be good. I could give him a wheelchair or something.
I see.
He's not going to be at his peak.
Well, do what you can, but know that he has been a friend to me in the short time I have been here, so if anything ill befalls him...
Know that he strangled me in his time here, in my time here. Why don't you just get up here all judging human behavior and with your...
Judging human behavior?
Yeah. You don't know how people medicine works.
I don't.
You know what you can do to help? You can carry this thing upstairs so I don't have to. He's already sedated. He's not going to hurt you.
Is he talking about...
Man, exit?
No.
Man.
Yeah, exit.
No, exit is not sedated.
No.
Yeah.
Man sedated, though. You can go across from him.
I'm not worried about man hurting me.
Yeah, but Doc is. Doc thinks that man is a time bomb.
Alright, I will go pick up exit.
Aw, man.
Okay.
And then I will head to the bears.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's evidence. Dear.
I've already learned what you do with corpses.
I'll allow it. Meanwhile, at the...
So he's not going to stop me from going the wrong way.
I don't think he notices.
Okay.
I think he's writing up his report. You hear
Mowgli!
That door slam.
Bang, 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 bang.
And do I see, like, the rope trailing out from it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Probably has the slip thing. All right, so I go over to the door, and I try to scream through it. Grace! Grace! Do you still have the key?
I don't have any pockets. Where would I probably just had it in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I slide it under the door. I think my things are in here.
Oh, okay.
But it's dark.
It's fine. It'll be fine, Grace.
What are you doing?
Do I recognize it as Lamprey's voice? Or is it just a dude's voice?
It's Lamprey. Mm-hmm. It's a little lower than usual, I'd say.
Oh. I was here to come speak with you.
He looks fancy. He's got a drill. The drill is covered with blood and what looks like a good amount of tissue.
Oh, there's a thing going on.
It stinks.
I just scream. Yeah, that's. And then I run back into the room and hide behind the boxes.
Or does it close after you?
I think it closes after her.
Alright. Well, in the process of turning around, I subtly pocket the slip. Can I do that?
Yes.
Is that a...
But you need to act under fire.
Act under fire. Yep. So much under fire. That's 8. So...
Okay. You slip it into your pocket, or do you try to.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done that thing where you're trying to put your phone away, and you think you've got it in your pocket, but it just falls on the ground?
Yep.
What's that?
That was a little thing that Grace slipped me. She's in this room, and I tried to knock on it.
Oh.
And then she just threw a thing out here, and I was just putting it in my pocket. I didn't
think... Grace slipped it to you.
Can I read a sitch?
Yes, you can read a sitch.
Yeah,
not a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
We're not having a conversation yet.
What's he about to do? Don't kill you.
10.
Yeah.
Oh, 12, 11. So, what should I be on the lookout for?
Anything in that room that you can defend yourself with.
I only found my things and my revolver in there. Who's most vulnerable to me?
The sleeping guard.
Yeah.
Who's in control here?
Lamprey.
Okay. I just go digging through things.
It's funny how all of these people... Are listening to Grace around here. I mean, I didn't know she was so popular. I mean, I knew she was a pretty girl.
I mean, what can a man do? But...
Well, I can tell you what a man shouldn't do.
Mm.
Come into my house and try to take my things from me.
You think I'm taking something from you?
Well, you did just walk... her in a room.
Oh no, my good man. She
put
is
yourself
panicked.
Between me.
Have you ever seen a decapitated chicken, my dear Lamprey?
Yes.
Well, she's not decapitated, but she's acting like one.
She will
like
be
one.
Soon.
Well.
After other things.
Ah. Well, who am I to stop you? And Lively just stands casually to the side with his hands up in the air like this.
He's... looks at the door, and he looks at you, and he sees you near his gallery with his possession, and that really pisses him off.
Sure it does.
He advances on you with that drill.
Oh.
And you know what I think? Just for a little... Just because he wants to make his point across.
Mm-hmm. Alright. I'm gonna read him. So
all
that's
the way.
All the way. That's 15 again. So I want to know how to get him. How can I get him to turn his back on me and go into the room? If the answer is you can't, I rephrase the question?
Is there something that I could do in the room to distract
yes.
him? So, maybe I find something and I give out a little yelp.
Yes.
What do I get?
I think you find.
A
I could find my trunk.
A different blue dress?
I think you find someone else's clothes and stuff.
Okay. Is there anything?
The previous girls.
They've got a sitar. It's no good.
Is there anything useful?
It's a violin and a pistol.
I grab the pistol. And I throw on a robe or something. Just
mm-hmm.
something to cover myself.
Could
no,
I
all of our clothes are in there, too.
Well, but
I
don't have time.
Yeah.
But
my point is that there, if you find something in there, the robe would be fine.
Yeah,
just
okay. Is there a way to open the door from the inside? But I think either way, I give a little startled yelp when I see the pistol. And
it's something you're going to have to figure out.
What?
But yes, you can.
So I think I cry out when I see the pistol, and I grab it. and there's you hear me sort of scrambling to get myself clothed and stuff in the room. So I'm making noise.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sufficient to distract him?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No. It's
and can I cleverly capitalize upon
yeah.
the noise? Alright. Well then I would say, oh, she sounds like she stopped screaming, Lamprey.
Not for very long.
Not for long? Well, I guess you have work to do, don't you?
What do you think you find in there, Grace?
And he
walks towards the door, and he puts his mouth up. What you find in there,
all right,
sweetie?
So,
nothing.
How is he situated? Which part?
You are slightly behind him.
Slightly
to
behind.
The right. You're just close enough to, if you can get there subtly.
Can I? All right. So, can I?
You're acting under fire.
Oh, act
the fire is drill.
It's all right. That is 6, 7, 8.
Mmm.
Cool for days.
You grab him
by the neck. Can it be by the neck? By
he's tall, you're not.
The arm?
You grab him by the arm.
Alright.
But when you grab him by the arm, there's this thing about power tools
yeah.
and the way you hold them. Roll harm.
So how do I...
Plus what? Zero or...
It's going to be plus one.
Okay.
Take one harm. Is she
so
taking one harm? Is he taking one harm?
Am I
yeah.
taking harm?
Yeah.
All for you, Grace.
Can I help? Or what do you want me to do?
I want you to... you know what you should do? You should open your mind again.
Maybe this is happening simultaneously.
Yeah, no, this is a simultaneous scene. That's
okay.
I was just trying to get hers through
yeah.
first.
So I
oh, that's
take,
much better. That's
I
a nine.
Do take
okay.
a harm?
Huh?
I do take
you
a harm?
You take a harm, yeah.
Okay.
And I also want you to roll.
Roll...
Harm.
Plus harm.
So it's plus one.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
ten.
You're gonna miss noticing something important.
Okay.
And after this you're out of the action. But you do grab onto him enough to get off that happy little
brainer thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So and I roll for that as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, he's a tough nut.
That's 6 plus 3 is 9.
You inspire yourself with the thought of me. That's a 10.
Oh,
yeah! Burn one hold.
All right.
Since this is your last thing, your last
thank
act.
Thank you, dear.
You picture me in your mind as you grab him and get brutal.
I have an idea. I have a good idea. So I grab him by the upper arm, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and the drill, what happens with the drill?
The drill, so this is, you
mm-hmm.
grab the arm that isn't drilled.
Right.
Other arm gets to the side of yours, so your opposite
yeah.
hand, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so you have mm-hmm. kind of just, it wasn't even intentional. He's
mm-hmm.
It's
just
a
clumsy.
Process of, you grabbed him, he wasn't expecting it. Drill went into the side of you, and
mm-hmm.
you pressed down on it because he was panicking.
Right.
Okay.
Well.
So you just
yeah, tore up.
Yeah.
All right, Lamprey, you're going to listen to me, and you're going to do what I'm going to tell you to do. You are going to stop drilling me, and you are not going to drill Grace. You are going to march back into that little bedroom, and you are going to go back to work on Damson, and you are going to drill him, and drill him. Until he is nothing but little bits of liquid. And if your drill runs out of power, you go get another pack. You don't stop drilling him until he is nothing but blood and a chum that you can no longer drill, even when your drill is just like kick against the ground. And that is what you are going to do until he's done. Do you understand me?
He walks away.
All right. So.
And then
do you open the door?
And you know how to open the door because you see it's not even a real door. It's just a state. It's just a prop.
It's a prop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
It just works.
Grace. Shh. I reach out and touch Grace. Don't
Lively is bleeding profusely. You might want to.
Oh, Lively.
I'm. Everything's gonna be alright, Grace.
Is he gone? Is he gone?
He is gone. But you don't want to go back in that room where Damson is for a while. But we have plenty of time to find your things.
And I just grabbed some of the old gold clothes from the room, and I'm gonna just bandage the wound. Oh, are you okay, lad? Are you okay? And as I'm ministering to you, there's no good reason for me not to.
Oh, sexual subtext.
Hypnotic again.
Do it.
As Lively's lying there.
Yeah.
She never get you two in a room wall. Together. I'll mind control you. You can mind control me.
Okay, so I re-upped it. I re-upped it to two for
yeah,
one.
That's cool. I'm fine with that. You've helped me many a time, dear Grace. Like a power team.
And as I manage to go, Lively, thank you so much. You saved me.
You're welcome, dear Grace. You're so welcome. Now, can we just get out of here?
Let's get out of here.
Let's go back to Silver's, where we're going to go.
Fade to blast. You're going to have to get back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But let's scene for now.
I was actually thinking Silver and Doc were talking about the Locales, and they sound like badasses, so I kind of want to find out more about them.
Oh, right.
Because they're, you know, I've already talked to the Tigers, and, you know, part of my mission is to find out about all the movers and shakers in the area. So mm-hmm. if Silver's afraid of the Locales, then...
I don't even know what's going on, and I'm over it.
Well, then I want to know more about the Locales and how I can get leverage on them.
Sorry, did I actually interrupt the scene?
No.
Okay.
I just kind of vaguely setting up what I wanted to do, but I don't really have a plan. You know, I could easily run into other people or not or whatever.
The only thing I would ask is before I do anything else, I'd like to get away from 9 o'clock. I know I'm out of the action for forever, but
yeah, no, I'm. I don't know that's how that one works. Of the things I was actually thinking is maybe just have a cut to you having successfully gone.
We stole a car.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the streets are just suspiciously friendly towards Lively.
Ooh.
Street activity.
So we have a little bit of an unseen escort walking back all the way to,
Yeah.
Or is it raining?
It's also going to be raining soon, yeah.
Do you have an umbrella?
But that's something you need to roll sharp to
notice. I don't have
notice.
An umbrella.
You might could have found one in the closet.
You actually have a custom move for that. Actually, roll sharp, both of you.
Both of us?
Yep.
All right. Weather. Mark XP for that shit.
Okay.
That's not
all the sharp.
So, yeah, that's a 7
sure
for me.
That is an 11 for me.
But yeah, one
should
okay. For that.
So, because one of you guys got it, that's why I'm going to give you both a roll, because I don't want you guys to get your skin burned off. But
yeah,
I planned to make that, we needed to address the rain. You guys do find shelter in time, so that's just a small piece
of
that.
Is it shelter in a car, or is it shelter in a romantic shack? I'm bleeding and wounded.
Where, you know what? Where are you?
That's
guys
not a move in this game.
Allow it.
I think you guys might find shelter even in the right place that you were going. So
okay.
If you take Grace home.
That's great.
Unless you really, really want to have an uncomfortable love shack.
We could have a little scene like we hold up.
Love shack.
We like go up a fire escape and like pile into like this like a little abandoned apartment or something. And the rain is coming down outside
mm-hmm.
and the neon lights are filtering in.
I'm bleeding.
And I've laid down Lively on the bed. And
dress your wounds.
And I'm,
dress
yeah,
my
and I'm,
wounds.
And I'm using an old. I'm redressing your wounds.
No, it's all worth it. Just for this one.
Well. Mark off 3 harm.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Your wounds are being dressed.
It's that good.
I'm healing. I can't possibly heal Lively with 3 harm like that. That's not.
Oh no! I meant on the clock. Like.
Oh, okay. Down to 6.
Yeah.
All right.
No, you're not that magical.
I know. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that move.
Like,
that's not even a move.
Grace needs to flirt with man. Also, I'm firing like
monster.
Sorry, I always
yes,
think
okay.
3 as the chunk.
And then I say. Then I say,
a chunk.
I say, But I owe you. I owe you for everything. You saved my life.
Yes, well, don't ever...
And I start unbuttoning Lively's.
Oh,
your...
free sex!
And your... The hand that had the ring on it...
Uh-huh.
Is...
Hurts again?
Hurts.
Plus you can't do anything.
Plus I can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
So I just hurt.
You're gonna help me get my ring, my dad. You're gonna help me get my father's ring back. Right?
Absolutely. Grace, I want nothing more in the world.
And the rain is coming down, and
you
hear this car going by.
And
outside.
There's that romantic sizzling sound on
yeah.
the roof.
Lively, you're my hero.
And I think we'll fade to black there.
Oh, yeah!
And I'm going to use a... Since I just hypnotized you, I'm going to use a different one of my sex moves on you this time.
A different yep. sex
I have a bunch of them. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All sorts of sex moves.
Nice.
That's
I love how you've only had sex with Lively in this campaign.
You know,
you just gotta think
only the gross...
Seriously. Only the gross
man
one.
Is out there a shining knight.
Yeah.
We
what?
That's
why?
Just the sweat from the
if you're gonna if you're gonna randomly give someone
that's right. Of all the people, you'd probably have sex with the dolphin first before Lively.
Yeah.
Lively's got two. Here.
Lively saved me.
What about Mr.
He's the
Silver?
Only one.
He's a silver fox.
I'm sure she's had sex with me before.
It's true.
Our relationship is strictly business.
Exactly.
But we each
every time
that's
it happens,
we call
it's business.
Sex.
We each take plus one forward.
All right. So, cool.
Would you like to rebrain
plus
me?
Plus one forward.
Skipping your step.
Oh, and you owe me two secrets.
Anything more that I
have
can
bring? Have you
thought
of them yet?
Oh, I owe you two secrets?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were in the maelstrom twice.
Oh.
I can ask
well,
you questions.
Yeah, you ask me questions. Yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah, well, my mind goes far away when I'm having sex with Lively, because it's not
what
actually all that
of?
Pleasant.
Aw, it's so sad.
Who am I thinking of? I'm wondering what's happened to Hugo.
Lively doesn't know that, but if he did, he'd shake a fist.
And, secondly, why Lively?
He saved me.
Okay, straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's... Look, here's the thing. Mr. Silver's smart, and he's got a lot of muscle, but he... We have a business relationship. He's only really in it for the money. And man, I know man's in love with me, but I mean, that's nothing unusual, right?
That's status quo.
But I've never owed him sex because he rescued me from something.
No, it's not like that.
I'm just pushing your feminist buttons.
He's. Well, that's actually saving a secret for man.
I have sex with everyone who saves me.
But Lively,
that's not true.
I mean,
is it?
At least technically I haven't saved you yet.
Yeah.
He talked his way, he was looking for me. He talked his way into the building. He somehow managed to get Lamprey out of the way.
Yes. Yes, Lively, you were looking for her, weren't you?
I was. I was searching only
Lively,
for her.
Lively is the only one who's shown he can protect me.
I like that answer.
Nice.
And sometimes, unfortunately, shelter is the grounds for a relationship.
Okay.
Hugo doesn't like any of that. Can I have a feverish dream? And open my mind to the maelstrom.
A
yes.
nightmare fever dream.
Yeah. But you gotta roll.
That's a six. It's because I'm having a feverish open my brain to the maelstrom.
As you are rolling in your bed, covered in sweat, sheets drenched, your skin red hot, you feel the ground shaking and filling with water. And a tide of rodents comes out of the sewers. And it looks like your childhood home before it came out the decrepit, but the rats are coming up and they're filling every room and they're coming up through the toilets and through the front door and through the windows. And
is it a lot of still shots of wide angle, like of rats, because this is, remember, this is all in anime style. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a huge budget for this. That's a lot of animation. It's either all one rat.
It's not your maelstrom.
It's not.
You're having a vision.
Oh.
Because you rolled a six. The visions you have are disturbing, and so it's not like your typical thing. You're just seeing it happen.
Yes, and not, switch to
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Susan.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to try and find somewhere I can stash the evidence, because I did refer to it as evidence. And so I might be able to use it as leverage later with the localities. Maybe feeding it to the bears as is normal is not the best solution.
Okay, I'm going to give you, grant you a bit of, it was bundled up, shroud style in a sheet before you carried it off. So it's very obviously body shaped, but you don't just have a bear corpse hanging around in your pictures.
But, you know, there's probably like a locker or something, and I can just stuff it in there.
Okay.
And they'll find it if they search hard, but if they don't search hard...
Within the gold mine?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the... At the end of the girls' locker room area...
Sure.
For the women performers, there is, like, a really nasty old set of... lockers that you could fit one in, it's big enough.
Okay, that'll work.
The caveat to this is that if you don't find, you're going to have to find a way to keep the smell from getting bad, because it will rot.
I'm hoping that if I need to actually use the corpse's leverage, it will be soon, not later.
Okay.
I know about rotting fish. Rotting people probably aren't that much different.
No.
And then I think I'm actually going to open my brain and see if what I can find out about the localities from our databases.
Okay.
Check the wiki.
Yeah. Oh boy.
That
is a 2.
You misspell it.
You do it well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you put in a low, like, with a W, and then Cali is like California. And that just yields no hits. Weird. Instead, you get all these pictures of, like, surfer girls.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I guess I'm going to go start... Come these streets for surfer girls.
Take me with you.
Obviously, what, not what you need. You're not that confused by it.
Maybe.
You're gonna have to find someone who can tell you how to look for it, I think.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think I'll go talk to Silver.
Okay.
If I can find him.
You should see where I was going.
And where were you going?
Well, I just stepped outside for a nice walk. Spring my step. Jingling my heel.
Did you say where you were going?
I said I was headed to the localities.
Ah. Well, I guess I'm going to try and find his trail.
Okay.
I don't think I actually have a device for that.
Press X.
Mr. Silver, as he does this, I want you to roll sharp.
Awesome. It's 4.
It takes you a couple of minutes to realize that you're being rained on. Take a harm.
I thought he had an umbrella.
It's like a light drizzle is still
you're
on
kind of a
for you.
Sweaty dude, and it's kind of sticky out, and you don't realize your skin is burning until it's
like
a little
a
too late.
Yeah.
One harm's like a sunburn, right?
It's happened before.
Okay, so you are following And so you're going to try and track Mr. Silver?
Sure.
Okay. I think that maybe on the way out. So you're following along, and you know what? The locale is, they are across the river from you guys.
The bridge it is.
Do I manage to find Silver, or am I, like, looking in all the wrong places?
I think that you are following behind, and I think you're going to find him as he's about to get to that bridge.
Okay. Mr. Silver, hold up.
Who's... Oh, Susan! You shouldn't sneak up on me in the rain like that.
I was not sneaking. If I was sneaking, you would not have seen
Forgive
me.
Forgive me, I'm an old man. It's easy to sneak up on me.
Okay. I will remember that.
Anyways, walk with me. What can I do for you?
Well, I have heard tale of the localities, but...
Yes, they're right across this bridge here.
Oh. Are you going to see them?
Why, certainly I am.
Might I come with you? I'm interested in finding out more about them. I couldn't find anything in my databases. Or maybe I am translating the name wrong. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Now...
I would appreciate your company, in fact.
This bridge...
Mm-hmm.
It's right outside of Lamprey's area.
Ah.
I want one of you to... You know what? Open your brain.
Okay.
Is this Norman or actually opening my brain?
This is actually opening your brain. It seemed to be your sensors pick up on...
Something.
Oh.
Oops, sorry.
Problemo.
You miss.
Ooh. Well, that's a 6.
Oh.
Oh, no. And this is how you eat lively.
Yeah.
Clearly did
like,
not go
I
through
think,
the full
yeah. Warning. And I, like, look around. I just see Lively walking up.
I think your sensors pick up the brainer signal.
Mm.
No.
Because it's that same energy of the stuff. The signal that brainers have is the same kind of signal that your species received as dolphin kind was being obliterated 50 years ago. The apocalypse that you blame on humans.
I
see.
Is one known brainers?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well,
maybe
the same energy signature.
Maybe
okay.
It's what caused brainers to exist. Or
yeah.
It's basically
okay.
The sign of the male... It's basically the signal of the maelstrom.
Gotcha.
It's just something it happens to affect. Yeah. Because remember, you picked up... unusual shit about people before.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same energy, it's just brainers tend to give it up like crap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
So I think I'm actually having two conversations with you at the same time. One where I'm talking about how I'm panicked about something coming, but I'm not sure what it is. And the other where I'm calmly asking you to tell me about the locality. And the translator is doing the best it can to spit out both conversations at the same time. Which makes sense for my bipartisan dolphin brain, but not so much.
There's no reason to be panicked about the localities. They're only men. They have wants and needs and desires. I'm just lecturing you on why you don't need to be worried about them. They could be manipulated. They have a price.
That's
everyone
your
else.
Stuff malfunctioning.
I'm okay. Thank you. I seem to be having some translator difficulties. Please stand by.
Are you going to try to find the source of the signal?
Yeah, sure. I will look around. Could I read a sitch? Maybe
yep.
See what's got my
again.
Suit in such a tizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. That's 5.
Just paranoia.
You just know that it's causing that awful static noise.
So, are you okay, Susan?
Something's
you
really powerful is going on
what time
for
of,
this brainer.
What time of the
day is it right now?
This is whenever it was late enough for
middle
you guys to
afternoon.
Be boning, so about middle of the afternoon. I'm just saying, it's an emotional time for life.
I would like to read a situation.
All right.
Very
I need to know what's going on here.
Second best day
my
of my
companion's
life.
Acting strangely, and I have no idea what's going on.
I love how you're all carrying the idiot ball right now. I don't know what's happening.
We're just standing around in the middle of the road, looking...
looking at the sky.
The acid rain.
Yep.
That's probably what it is. That's it's messing with all my
instrumentation.
It's messing
with all your equipment. Well then.
So what's happening over here?
Yeah.
That's for you to describe.
How far away are they?
I think.
They are. So what I was showing them earlier is that. So you're close enough to be disrupting his radios because they're crossing the bridge over here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
mm-hmm.
you get to the localities. And this is
Lamprey's
house.
Right there.
So
we're
if you
probably
were all
like,
probably
yeah,
like
one of
these buildings are
yeah.
right here.
Yeah.
I was thinking that one of those would be that check.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I think Lively finishes.
Yeah, there
rather
yeah.
quickly.
A howl.
And there's yeah, he's more of a grunt.
A grunt.
And a little bit of a squelch.
Maybe.
Ugh.
He's moist.
And I roll
moist.
Off of him. And I sort of get the crick out of my neck. And I look down at Lively in the bed and I shudder just a little bit. And I walk to the window and I look out.
And naked, standing by the window.
What?
I think you see a dolphin and your boss.
He was my boss. We haven't negotiated a new contract
yet. Do you do anything?
I quickly grab my robe, throw it on, and I call out, Silver!
I'm finally looking at something that makes sense. Grace!
I'm wounded.
We have a there was a little bit of a contract dispute between me and Lamprey. I may be returning to your gold mine a little sooner than I had expected.
It's really hard to put pants
here,
on the
floor. Susan's having some difficulties. Let's
Susan,
come
over here.
Grab you by the robot and move you inside.
And as you get closer, that in your head.
Yeah. That's when I hold into view.
You're,
I think I'm going to power up my suit because maybe if I get it out of baseline, I can do something.
Okay.
That's surely a good idea, right?
Always.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
a 10.
Yeah.
I power it up, it doesn't even use charge.
You're Susan, right?
And I. Are we on a ground floor or are we on a second floor?
I don't know.
You
oh,
guys
thought...
are just in a like little nasty ass
yeah.
shack.
Alright.
I'm Susan, that's correct.
Are you okay? You seem troubled.
That's correct.
And is this when I come to the window
yeah.
and put a slimy arm around Grace?
And
like...
you just have the most splitting headache you've
I'm
ever.
I'm gonna read Susan. Is that a thing I can do? Do you have anything that prevents that?
Read a person or read a situation?
Read a person.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? So that is a 10 in advance, and I take plus 1 cool. Susan, what are you feeling right now? And I sort of put my hands on the visor.
Oh, the dolphin!
I think I'm feeling threatened right now.
Oh, I'm so
not,
sorry.
Not by you, just by not knowing what I'm threatened by.
Lively. I need to remember that you've made a tentative agreement regarding
I did.
Susan.
I've not forgotten that agreement.
What do you do? Mm-hmm. Are you just gonna watch her?
I will see if the dolphin let's see. I will introduce myself to the dolphin.
The
well,
fly is unzipped.
So it is. Hello, dolphin.
All right, there's all sorts of people, and at least one of them is touching me, and I'm already a little pissed
in
off.
In agony,
so gonna,
and...
Yeah, I think I'm going to read a situation.
I think you should.
What's going on here. Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Lots.
Which enemy is the biggest threat?
Oh, lively.
What should I be on the lookout for?
Correlations between your suit and lively. Suit's behavior. I mean, that feedback loop you keep getting.
I see. And which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
Mr. Silver.
Mr. Silver, Susan seems agitated. Is there... Susan, what do you want me to do?
Do we need to tranquilize the thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, well,
I want you to not get too close.
I would invite them inside because there's acid rain.
Yeah.
No,
I thought we were under an awning or something like that, or no?
You have a suit and you have a
umbrella.
I have a suit as well.
Yeah,
I also have an umbrella.
No, I mean, you had a mech suit.
Mine has armor one built in.
So I'm now sort of getting a little scared and I'm backing away from the window of the little shack or the door, and back towards my things. And I bend down and I rummage through and I slip my revolver up under my robe or my coat.
Well, Mr. Silver,
I'm going inside.
Yeah.
I will go inside last and watching both of them very closely. The human femme doesn't really seem to threaten me.
Okay.
Still stand next to Grace.
Lively, what the devil happened to you?
Lamprey happened.
Really?
Yes, he did, but I took care of him and I got Grace back. I was on my...
Yes,
in fact.
There was a contract dispute. Omiwise did not provide the full terms of the agreement that I was supposed to be operating under.
Oh, come now. Omiwise tricked you, and she gave you to Lamprey.
My, it's almost as if they're horrible human beings that don't deserve to be treated with the respect that humans reserve for one another.
Yeah, I mean...
And dolphins.
And dolphins!
I'm beginning to think that's the case. I'm beginning to think that Omiwise and I'm going to have words.
I'd hardly recommend it. Words with Omiwise.
Not at her place. That would be foolish.
Why
but
have
she
words?
Comes to visit the gold mine, doesn't she? She owes me. A ring.
That she does.
At the very least. And I think I'm going to flash my piece so that just Mr. Silver can see it.
You say you have a problem with only lies. Am I understanding that correct?
Absolutely. She tricked me.
What if I could provide an alternative solution?
Which is what?
Perhaps you've heard of the tigers?
I don't have much dealings with the tigers. They have no coin and are dangerous.
Well, that is true. They are dangerous, but they also are living in less than optimal habitats. And I think I could convince them...
I prefer to keep it that way. What, do you expect to invite them into... Silver's gold mine?
No, I was going to invite them.
Not giving
them
my quarters. You still keep my room, right?
Of course.
Wonderful.
I was going to invite them into Omi Wise's quarters, which might give you the leverage to get your ring back.
Lively's just cackling and slapping his knee.
How can I, and a Sevlin hold, how can I get you to back me up on whatever stupid thing I'm going to do to Omi Wise at Silver Gold Mine?
You could offer...
And I actually as...
You could ask for help with the tigers.
Yeah, like...
Because I'm assuming, going to be part of your ultimate gambit. as a dolphin, you're going to do something.
I'm just trying to get the tigers out of there so there's less collateral damage.
Yeah.
If I can get them involved with, like, a land war with MEYs, all the better. But if that helps, maybe if she's assaulted, she would have to come to Silver for reinforcements.
I can also suggest an alternative, if you're interested. I know that you don't know me, dear dolphin, but I have already made your introduction with Omi Weiss. She was very interested in you. You were very popular. Little did you know, she loved your fighting, and I said that perhaps I might be able to introduce you to her, and that, you know, once you're in the same room with her...
I see.
Your suit is just screaming at you that
yeah.
this person exists. It's picking up all sorts of shit that is, like, not physically possible, because it does not know what to make of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your altimeter goes off.
Well, and, you know, dolphins see kind of with sonar more than sight, so probably, like, the room is, like, going...
Yeah.
Bigger and smaller and changing shape.
Would you like
and,
to read a person?
I want to read a person.
You can read a person.
I read a person.
I want to read Grace. I have an important
yeah,
question for you.
Here.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, sure, I will.
You can get
Ask anyway.
Ask anyway.
Ask anyway.
Are you serious about Omi Weiss?
I think I am. I don't know if I have the balls to go through with it.
So I got a 9, and I want to know what you intend to do.
I honestly intend to put you in a room with Omi Weiss so you blow her up, and I don't have to. That is purely my intention.
I see.
It's honest.
Well, I feel like I don't actually know in character that she is the cause of, or he is the cause of the interference.
Mm-hmm.
I've blown too many rolls to actually be able to pinpoint the problem.
Look, I want nothing to do with the tigers. But you, Mr. Silver, you could get her to come to the gold mine, couldn't you?
I certainly could.
You don't like her all that much, do you?
A word in an ear. I would love nothing more than to be complicit with some sort of action that would bring our dear mutual friend to an early retirement.
She's very old.
She is. If any sort of accident might befall her.
And I look at Lively, and I put a hand on Lively's shoulder to steady myself, because my nerves get like calm visibly, like my face goes slack when I say that.
Oh, I'm your drug now. Yeah.
And do it. Come back with you to the gold mine. We've already agreed on the terms, yes? She owes me, if nothing else, for the pay.
True enough. In fact, if you have the contract with you, I'm headed for the localities as we speak.
This is a enrolled information.
Mm-hmm.
Grace would be arrested by the localities for breaching her contract.
If there was a contract to breach. Fortunately, I never signed anything. That was her trick.
I am working on some things with the localities. And they may or may not be beneficial to your case.
You can't go to the localities. You can't tell them about this.
Oh,
I'm still supposed to be working for Omi Weiss.
I would not dream of it.
They'd arrest me and they'd send me right back there.
Well,
and then I grab Lively again.
Omi Weiss.
Sounds like
she is deceased.
So
look, hide me from the localities. Keep me a secret from Omi Weiss until you can get her in the building. And I'll come back to you.
Is that a seduce manipulate?
It's absolutely
like it. Is it a seduce or is it a manipulate?
Well, that's too bad. It's only a 6.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would take a lot of your time and resources.
I think.
Can I even get that up to?
Yeah,
would
that's
a
six.
To?
That's
yeah.
a six.
Would
oh,
you
well.
Want to?
Lively, would you? Yeah.
Well, of course, because Silver and I have an understanding about you, Grace.
Fair enough.
And so that's 6 plus 2. That's an 8.
A 7 then. XP if you do it.
Susan, I don't think I'm going to go see the Locales today. We have an important special guest to take care of.
See. I heard her singing before.
Bring
it was
back.
Fairly melodious. You mentioned an alternative solution to the to your purported Omiwise problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might actually be just the diversion needed to allow the tigers to take over her territory. I mean, if I'm in there creating a ruckus, let's do it. Then you guys will be safe and owe me favors, and everything will be happy.
If we have them on two fronts, it can only go better. And I have no qualm with the tigers.
And then I guess I slide away from Lively and up next to Silver and whisper in his ear. Have you seen Hugo?
I see
Hugo. Nope.
Do I know anything that happened to Hugo?
Well,
sorry, I don't have
no,
nice
but you know he goes on drunken benders sometimes for a couple days at a time. He could be anywhere.
Not lately, but you know how he is. We'll find him for you when we get back.
Okay, I'll worry about him.
You want to read a person?
Yeah. 6. Doesn't work. Wait, no, it's read a person, which is with weird, so that's 9.
Do you read a, person with weird?
Yes, I have casual brain receptivity. When you
do
read somebody,
yeah.
roll weird.
It's almost like, you
interfere
know.
With Lively. Are you assuming you're reading me?
Yes.
You can't interfere with a 9.
Nope. No, I can't interfere with a 6 either.
Nah.
You might want to ask her a question.
Actually, and actually, Lively gets a +1 for it.
You do get a +1 for it.
Unless you already used it. All right.
I have not. I don't think I have rolled anything.
No, you probably get the +1 on that. Does it make it a 10?
That does make it a 10.
Well, you get 3 questions.
3 questions. What are you intending to do, Grace?
Nothing complex. Just trying to figure out what happened to Hugo.
And what do you wish little old Lively would do?
Honestly? Just keep looking out for me.
So.
Lively, you have to understand, we were together for a very long time, and I mean, we've known each other for 2 years now. I would hate for something to have happened to him.
I can understand your sympathy, Grace. That's fine. It's just fine.
Oh, Lively, don't be like that. And I put my hand on your shoulder again. Please?
Just keep it in your pants till we're back at the gold mine.
He does still owe me for last time.
Hugo does. What does Hugo owe
you? I said you still owe me.
Oh.
For last time.
Well, we came to an agreement. Didn't we? About Locales and Omiwise and...
Not with me. Your business was directly with Grace.
You do owe me.
Oh, that's right.
You know what? I think this once. Since you were so kind to me.
I did save you from Lamprey.
I'll forgive.
Thank you, lovely.
I'll still get you your cut. It'll come from the next job. A promise is a promise, after all.
Well,
so how soon can you get me in to see Omiwise?
Do you mind me joining you under your umbrella?
Not at all.
It's going to depend how... That question is going to have to wait because you hear a loud shriek and a series of bangs from far away. And you see, remember the sleepy guard?
Yeah.
He just runs the fuck out of there. You just see him from like across the way, just run out of the front door of that big compound. Just run.
Well, I guess he woke
Continue.
Up early.
Why don't we all get out of here?
Yeah,
that sounds like a plan.
Let's go back. As far as you meeting Omi-wise, I think we can coordinate that with the tigers for maximum effect.
As the rain falls on the guard, he starts screaming and rolling around on the ground, and his clothes are just boiling off, and then he's just screaming, and his skin turns red, and it starts to blister.
Yeah.
There's smoke coming off of him.
Susan, can you do something for that man?
Yeah. Well, actually, I still have an umbrella that's...
Oh, Grace.
That Grace is no longer under, so I will go over and put an umbrella over the burning man.
By the time you have an umbrella over him, he's...
bad off.
He doesn't look like he's going to make it very well.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is pretty intense rain. You don't want to get caught in the rain.
Super rain.
Umbrellas are good.
Umbrellas are good. Well.
So, walking on home, just the four of us.
Should we put him out of his misery? He does not look savable.
If you want.
Is that normal human custom?
He won't be here in a little while with the rain.
It's not worth the ammunition.
Tell me a secret.
Or the energy.
What do dolphins do with their dead?
Mm.
You owe me this secret, by the way. I've been waiting for
okay.
a time to...
I think actually on the Mars colony and the one behind the moon, things are tight, so... we recycle them.
Like Soylent Green?
Plus the water. You want to get the...
Yeah, a little bit. But I think it's not direct. It's more like we feed them to other fishes and then eat those fishes. So it's not...
You're a barbarian.
It's, yeah.
It's a circle of life.
I was kind of imagining a thing like in Dune. Where they, like, boil the people down and then use them to make more, like, water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Water.
Water.
My initial thought was actually Stranger in a Strange Land, but... I think you, when you die, you get fed into the hydroponics.
But what you can tell from this is that the rain has gotten worse. It's usually not that strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I'm getting inside.
Mm-hmm.
Not safe to walk in?
Well, it might become unsafe to walk in because if it did that to someone's skin. Now, his uniform is actually surprisingly okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just wait it out.
We could.
Back in the shack.
I'd really rather get away from here as soon as possible, but if you think it's safer...
I think it's safer to count on... nobody knocking on the shack door than to walk around in a thunderstorm.
It's true.
Alright, back inside, I guess.
You are all... So are you going in with him?
Yeah. Sure.
It's a closer quarters now.
Hmm?
It's closer quarters now, and that's just...
Is it not the same?
You can hear a noise when you get closer to him.
To him?
Yeah. It's like coming out of a...
I'm opening my brain.
Speakers. Yeah, open your brain. Go ahead.
What the hell is going on here? Seven. I step out of the spotlight. What does everyone look like?
Well. Oh man, what would a dolphin look like in your real star?
A dolphin.
Really?
I think we're going back to Lion King here.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That would seem as an actor inside a dolphin
in
suit.
In a dolphin
yeah.
suit.
I like that. All right.
Weird multi-part wooden head.
And there's all of this, like, the mic that he's supposed to have is on, like, the cord has been dragged over and the mic has been put on Lively's lapel.
The Phantom of the Opera's lapel.
Yeah. Yes.
Artistic blood splatter.
Yeah.
Of course.
And you, it's like you're, like, picking at it, like there's a lint on the mic or something. and you're causing
this
feedback because it's right up against your mic. So they're causing feedback from each other. That's exactly what's happening.
Do you have any questions?
I do. How did you meet Hugo?
We both started at about the same time at the Silver Gold Mine. We were both refugees. So,
right.
We bonded over that and over drinks. I drank more back then. He drank less. So, there was that.
Are you in love with him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was my first real serious relationship. My father tried to keep men away from me. I think it was
too big for one sheep.
Probably for the best, considering all the things that have happened the last few days. But, you know, it's one of those things where you meet somebody and they're handsome and big and strong, and you fall in love and you're with them for a long time, and you can't imagine what things would be like without him, you know? I mean, he knows things about me I haven't told anyone else.
What do you plan on doing with Lively?
I haven't thought about it that far. I've got to keep him happy. so he'll keep me safe.
And how does that make you feel with regards to Hugo?
I wish he could protect me, but I don't know where he is. And Lively's smarter and more effective than Hugo, if not as big and as strong. So, you know.
Okay.
I'd rather be able to go back to the way things were before all this happened, though. You know.
Alright. So you... That's all my questions for you. So you've seen this. You know this is causing that.
Susan.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Close enough.
Something is happening. Mm-hmm. Is there something wrong with your suit?
I'm having some technical difficulties.
Not doing something to Susan, are you?
I've done nothing to Susan.
It's just reverberation of it on two loudspeakers next to each other.
Can I see Susan looks visibly distressed?
Yeah.
Susan, something, I think, can you feel that something, I put my hands on the suit, something in your suit is...
I am getting a lot of interference currently.
Can you turn it off?
Considering the current weather, I am not sure that is a good idea.
That's a good question. Can you live without your suit?
Why does everybody always think of that first?
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, if you were an air-breathing mammal, if we just kept you wet, would you be like a normal dolphin, or are you, like, attached to your suit?
Oh, I'm not attached to the suit, but... except in as that it keeps me alive.
Well,
the conditions here are not tenable for me.
Fine, keep the suit then.
I'm not doing anything
to Susan.
If I could find a nice, clean saltwater pool, then maybe I could exit the suit. But even over the interference I'm getting, I can see that the rain would be nigh lethal to me, probably worse than it was to that poor Mel who just died out in the rain.
True.
So, what you've seen essentially summarizes that there's something with Lively. That's all it's gotten across, you know. So there's some way that Lively's affecting things.
I'm definitely, even more than I was before, not letting Lively behind me or close. Like, I was already doing that a little bit, but now that Grace has also said something, it is probably much more noticeable.
I pull out the violin, and I just start to play, since we're all stuck here in the rain.
Can I
a sad lamenting.
Can you helpful.
Can I look into the maelstrom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Please do.
Because I'd love to do that. So that's a 10. Mainly, I would like to know why Grace is all suspicious and being all weird. I thought she kind of was okay with me after the lamprey thing. Now she's, as soon as normal people show back up, it's like she doesn't even like me anymore. And what's up with Grace?
I think
or, Susan?
She...
He?
No, she...
Oh.
Has some idea that there's something going on. And he... is just physically... There's something, you know, there's something that's unpleasant, like, about the suit. Something's going on with that. That's what's going on there. And that's what Grace was responding to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else that is fun and exciting for me to open my brain about? I just want to
yes.
establish that Lively knows those things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's important.
Silver's the only one in the dark here.
And,
she's
so scared.
I think the ground feels less stable to you. It's not like that outside the maelstrom.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of hear underneath this rush of water, which is not normally like how you see things, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just sound.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So. And now I gotta ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If these two decide, either of them decides they don't like you anymore, what you gonna do?
Of Susan and Grace?
Yeah. What would be your instinct right now?
If they didn't like me right now.
If they turned on you, or abandoned,
sided
you, or skeezy little fuck.
Mm. Well, I would follow Grace. As long as the dolphin didn't do anything to me, it would be fine. But if the dolphin did try to do something to me, I would try to not die.
Oh.
And if I did die, well, that's an issue. But if the dolphin decides to turn on me, I could always genuinely give the dolphin to Omiwise. We could see how that turns out. I don't know. I just met the dolphin. I don't really know much about the dolphin. I don't even know if I can touch the dolphin through its suit. Oh,
have you ever accessed a non-human before?
I'm gonna say no.
You've never experimented on dogs and cats?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that I don't think Lively would find a dog's thoughts sexy. So, I don't think he would be interested in that. So, he's only really interested in people. And so, no. But then again, he's never met a non-human quite like Susan. And so he is really interested in Susan, but Susan appears to be pretty sharp, and Lively cannot get sort of sidled up to Susan, even if they're close. Keeps watching me. So, you know, if they turned on me right now, I would probably be exploded. If I wasn't exploded, I would most likely... try to convince Silver to help me. Maybe Silver has an in on this dolphin. And talk my way out of it.
Well, regardless of the case, it sounds like you two have something to work on.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to talk to Norman, because...
You should.
Yeah.
I just realized I'd been forgetting to use my calibration, and I've been rolling weird instead of sharp for twice now.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed the XP, so I don't feel that bad about
yeah.
it, but whatever. Only the third time I've done this. So, yeah, Norman, I'm having some trouble with the suit. Can you help me, please? No.
No. I think a little bit.
That's a 5. What should I do, Norman? I'll do anything.
This Get is... away from that sound.
Okay.
She's not even like, she's just, she's just irritated.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna jet, literally.
Thank you.
walk out the door and and engage jump jets.
Jetpack
and,
away.
Yeah.
What a beautiful world we live in.
maybe go talk to the tigers again or something. I don't know.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
Is he going to break a huge hole in the ceiling?
No, I went outside first.
Oh, okay.
She walked outside and then flew away.
I
did.
That's a faceless move, and he does not have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or does he?
you didn't take that too.
That'd be hilarious if you did.
When you use your walking suit to cover ground, name your route and roll plus agility. And you can choose several, one of which is you avoid impact with the ground or obstacles, otherwise your passage is noisy, and you leave an unmistakable trail of battered scenery.
Fair
well.
Enough.
Yes, I did use that, though. Well, actually, I guess I kind of did. But I did say I was going outside first, so...
Oh, okay.
If it's scenery, it's probably like flying cars that I knocked out of my way or something.
Mm-hmm.
I will roll it if you want me to.
Nah.
I don't think a whole lot of people are out in this rain.
Yeah.
No.
Well, if they are, they're in cars, but...
When Lively comes to, can I be, like, mid-conversation with her? Or him, sorry.
Yeah.
Lively.
With Grace, I'm just there, like...
So, yes, Lively was spacing out, but I was talking to him anyways. And when he comes to... Well, so, which is why, when we get back to the gold mine, I would really like you to take a look at man.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like man. Boy. Man.
He's been acting strange lately, and
uh-huh.
The doctor just... Well, you... I guess you don't really know how man is.
I know he's a good wrestler.
Yes, you were there for that.
That was quite good.
So you understand why the regular angel won't see him anymore. And I was hoping perhaps with your special skills...
I think I might have something.
Perhaps figure out what might be troubling him and
help
him
to
get well soon.
I would love to have a little conversation with the dear man.
Thank you.
Yes.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all, Silver. We're compatriots of a sort, and I would love to do that for you. So thank you.
Do you guys want to cut to
anything?
Online?
Anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Me! Cut to me!
Yeah, cut to
man! Actually, I think I would also go to see man once I get back.
Yeah.
Because we were friends.
I was thinking of man, and I was thinking when you walk in on him, you are in the middle of one of your fever dreams.
Can I actually, before we leave the scene, ask my final hold for Rita Person?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Grace?
Mm-hmm.
How can I get you to actually like me and not just use me?
Hugo and I have a bond. We spent a lot of time together. We talked about our childhood and everything. Well, clearly you're interested in one or two things, but show me you care. Open up to me. Tell me your secrets.
Oh.
Show me you care, and you don't just want to use me.
I don't.
All right, excellent. When you come home and you find man, and he looks terrible. He's feverish. He is in bed. He is unconscious, and he is crying out in his sleep.
Mm-hmm. Fever dream.
He's dreaming. And I'm going to ask you a question, because you're in the maelstrom right now.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when your father died?
When he died?
Yes, when your mother told you that your father died.
I was 4 years old, and she told me one day that he got hit by a train piloted by Mexicans. And it didn't sound very plausible, but Mom never lied to me before.
I don't know. That sounds
he looked
good
fine the day before, so I'm just really surprised. Didn't seem to take to sickness. I guess when your time comes, it comes. Also, I've never seen a train before. Or after. Or ever. What a train.
Chocolate swirl.
You're you're having more visions of things coming up out of the sewers and rushing water. And that is when Grace comes in.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh, what happened to you?
I kneel down by the side of the bed and I put my hands on your arm.
Silver poisoned me.
What?
Yeah, he poisoned a drink and then I drank it. It's okay. I don't have to be put down.
Oh, you poor boy. And I stroke your forehead and I say... I'm sure he didn't mean to.
He told me I didn't have it coming.
That sounds like him. Oh, are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. I just need another day or so. The doc doesn't want to work on me. I don't remember why. He seems to shy away from me.
You notice that there are two new cots in the room with people wrapped up in shrouds since last time you went to sleep.
There's a lot more dead people than I remember. I only remembered Exit.
And I rush over to one of the other cuts and I pull the...
So one is Litz.
Yes, one is Litz.
The other is Gams.
Did they take the poison too?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember much. I just remember getting poisoned and then being in this cot for a while. The doctor says I can leave pretty soon. I'd like that. It's boring here.
Doctor has completely abandoned this room. All of his actual medical stuff is upstairs. So this is storage room for corpses plus man.
Man and more.
When was the last time you saw the doctor?
Can I ask, where's Lively in this?
Lively is wherever you'd like Lively to be right now.
Because Lively's supposed to fix man, and I don't... need to insert him into a scene, but if...
You've been watching her have her emotional moment.
Ah, that's what I...
So you can just come in whenever you want.
Okay.
And I lean down and I give you a kiss on the forehead and I say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be... Do you need me to go get the doctor?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I think he said today I was supposed to get better, but now I don't remember, because it's... I've been kind of going in and out. He's been stabbing me a lot. Stabbing me a lot. I don't like it when he stabs
me. And I look into your eyes and I stroke. Hypnotize. Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be just fine.
That's a 7.
Alright.
I hold 2. Do you want me to give you the terms?
Sure.
Okay.
Tell me some terms.
Terms. Hypnotic. I have time in solitude with someone. You become fixated on me. I spend a 9, hold 2. You can spend the hold 1 for 1 by giving me something I want, acting as my eyes and ears, fighting to protect me, doing something I tell you to. For NPC... Oh, sorry. For PCs, anytime I can spend the hold to either distract or inspire you.
Okay.
So write down your sheet I'm holding 2 on you. I'll write down my mind that you're holding 2. Everybody is.
I think we should find the doctor.
You wait here. I'll go find the doctor.
No, I've got this.
You shouldn't get up.
I try to sit up. Am I having any success?
Act under fire.
Live.
That is an 8.
Pretend like he was trying to walk into the room and not just hovering in the doorway like a creeper.
Just...
It hurts like shit.
Absolutely like shit. And so you just keep flinching and...
Oh, shit.
You're up on your...
Lively, help me with him.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
You get us a doctor.
Lively.
No, I don't know that we should move him, Grace.
No, I need to see the doctor.
Okay.
He insists. It's hard to tell him otherwise.
Well, let me just take this one arm here.
No, you get the other side. I like...
Well,
I like Grace a lot.
Are you going rolling?
All right. Yes, I go around the other side and I take his arm on the other side. That's a 12. What was your character's lowest moment?
A few years after Man lost his father, he had a kitten that he had found on the streets. And it, when his mom found the kitten, she screamed at him for bringing his father back. And he had tried to explain to her that the kitten was, in fact, not his father. And that his father was dead. And she had smacked him across the face and ran over to a small shrine that she had erected with his belongings and grabbed his old gas mask and flung it in his face and said that man would never be worthy to wear this mask. And man felt so small because for just a moment maybe he grasped that he was in a crazy woman's house and that he was powerless to do anything with his life.
Can I ask what age you were?
For the About seven.
Seven?
About seven.
Alright. In what ways are your character's mind and soul vulnerable? Vulnerable?
Man is not good with reality and fantasy.
Mm.
Man is very bad with reality and fantasy. Yes. If you tell him something was cool, that'll excite him pretty hard. Like, he will do pretty much anything you tell him is cool.
Quadruple underlined. And what are your secret pains?
Sometimes he feels like women don't look at him like he's a man. He feels like a child anytime he's around a woman. And, you know, he hasn't been a child for a while. He's got certain urges. And those are hard to fulfill when everyone seems to baby him. And that really hurts him. Which is... He wants to save a princess. He doesn't really have a good concept of how you get into a relationship.
Did you notice, man, the big bruise on the side of my face? Or the on my forehead where, Lamprey smashed me into the bar?
I probably did.
Okay.
Pretty groggy, though, so it might not have registered.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm at one harm, so it's still pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So, Grace, how'd you get that shiner? Were you in a fight? You beat anyone up?
Lamprey did it.
What? Did you fight him? What were you fighting him?
It's nothing. It's nothing, man.
No. What did you do to him?
He's just not a very nice man.
Yeah, I can tell that. But do you like shoot him at least?
No, I didn't.
You didn't shoot him?
But I don't shoot people, man.
Man,
that's your job.
Grace is a lady. I'm sure you know this, and you don't need to worry about Lamprey because he's been taken care of.
Why, did you shoot him?
Well, I didn't shoot him. But I think he's occupied.
So who shot him?
No one.
Because he beat you up.
No one shot him, but...
No one shot him.
But that's
no
not...
one shot him. And he beat you up.
Well...
Are you serious?
You could shoot him.
Okay. Give me...
It's a seducer manipulator.
You don't have to spend that shit. You've got hold already.
I do actually have hold.
Yeah.
You can just do it. That's true.
Alright. There's a adrenal thing around here somewhere that Doc was talking about.
Yeah.
I think
man,
it's all been moved.
Man.
Well, we're going upstairs to...
Yeah, let's get one of those.
See the
man,
doc.
You have to understand that he's going to have to poke you quite a bit.
Hey, you know...
Be all right.
That's fine.
Man's strong. He'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure he's a big, strong man.
Yeah, I just give me some adrenaline. I'm a little groggy, but I think I can handle this.
Well.
Let's go upstairs and talk to the doc.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
And you have to promise to let him stick you.
I will not strangle him.
And don't hurt him. Don't punch him.
I won't punch him or strangle him.
Don't throw him into a wall, man.
I will not punch him, strangle him, or throw him into a wall.
Do you have anything to add, Grace?
Just don't... Be strong. For me.
I can always be strong. I'm really strong.
And I, my grip around your arm tightens a little bit.
Now let's go upstairs.
What are you up to right now?
So disappointed. He's just glad you're not
running. Bustling about, making sure everything's in order. I will go back over to Tan. Mm-hmm. Tan, got a change of plans.
What kind of change of plans?
I'm not having Locales over for dinner. Don't worry.
That's something.
Everything will still get sorted out. We're having Omi Wise over for dinner. She basically owns the Locales anyway.
Is she gonna accept your invitation?
How could she not?
Well, she just kind of seems like the kind of person who gets busy. She comes when she can.
Funny you should say that.
Heyo.
Just put out the word in the appropriate channels, and she'll be here.
Okay.
For my dinner party.
We're having a dinner party?
Yes. That's why
I
had you get the Lux food.
I thought it was just for her.
Lux food?
No, just for...
Oh, it's a dinner
not,
party
not
for her.
It's for... No, I mean the Locales. I thought it was just for those two.
Yes, but I'm not going to invite them. Okay. I've changed my mind. Anyways, put out the word, and, Omi Wise will be.
The Locales are going to be interrupted.
Well, they never really got an invitation. It's just kind of in the works.
I put out the word.
To the Locales?
To the appropriate channels.
Okay, well, I guess maybe they will be here. It's okay. We can host... I can host two dinner parties simultaneously. And I will do it again.
Cannot go wrong.
Oh.
Anyway, see to it that Omi Wise gets my invitation.
Okay.
Yes. That's a
if you insist. 9.
So, do with that what you will.
So hot.
I think the rain starts again, and it's really coming down hard, and there's lightning and thunder.
Do you want to do HX?
Yeah.
Alright.
Man, who knows you better?
Ivy does know you better.
Well, Ivy probably knows me, has learned the most about me.
Lively knows more about Grace.
I think Grace knows more about
I
Lively.
I think so, yeah. Oh,
it seems safe to say.
I create interference. Oh, so...
You add one to Grace and one to Man.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Well, it looks like that's another advance, because Man turns over at +4, right?
Yeah, and goes back to +1. So, what about Susan?
I think it's actually either Grace or Silver, but I'm not positive.
Your call.
I'm open to suggestions because I'm tied in my mind.
I'd
like
Grace. Know who
I
you're
think Grace
in.
Probably.
I was
yeah.
in Grace.
That takes me all the way up to -1. Yay!
Lol.
I also owe you a secret after this.
Mm. Mm. A lot of HX.
I don't. I think Man knows me better.
Okay.
I would like to point out that I advanced and picked up Moonlighting, so I don't know how you want to work that.
Ooh, very nice.
That's
nice.
And that. Then I also advanced a second time and I took Frenzy because I had to.
Yeah, why not?
How many advances are you at?
I'm
we're both
now
at five.
At five.
Okay.
Plus five.
I also advanced. I took, you call this hot? So I roll hot for under fire.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.